This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio.
This is a story of rap, riches and glory I came from. Nothing I never knew winning was for me until... Never had love, but I had heart. We still did it from the damn start. When you're living in hell, need a gas mask just to exhale the fumes of your bad past. Yeah, they want me dead, I'm so alive. Ironic how death's got me feeling so alive. I kinda had to be Muhammad on the mic, cause when reality hits, it's like Tyson in his prime. I want Mayweather money, I want Mayweather money. Cause we spent years in the gully. Cars are full of youths and cartels. I was raised in fuckery, and now I get paid for the fuckery. My cousin, he just phoned me up for 5 bills. And even though the rent's more than 5 bills, I could still go and lend him the 5 bills. Cause I make money off ideas, that's ideal. Yeah, but for the youth, them though, we don't wanna lose no hope. I know, no, no. They say no, they just power, you don't wanna know. What we had to go through, did it for the dog. Make money, take money. Ballin' on a budget while you tryna fake money. Pop con in the party, tryna get this Drake money. And patience is a virtue, they don't wanna wait for me though. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths to my gunners. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths to my gunners. I don't promote that. New song, I told my PR, promote that. Cause I ain't under control, I'm remote fam. Even though I'm on telly, I just wish I could show my old man. Yeah, I show my mama though. And she don't love my songs, but I love her though. Yeah, rap god, I think I'm one of those. Blacks and whites falling for me like it's dominoes. Yeah, yeah. Been places I didn't wanna go. From late nights in the 15, I've been on a roll. Yeah, and I didn't wanna roll with me. When I'm going in, they don't wanna go with me. Never crack under pressure, though I know nitties. Made dirty money with some bad boys, no diddy. Stop phoning me, I'm trying to answer my calling. I stay woke, I don't know what the morning is. Yeah, but for the youth, them though, we don't wanna lose no hope. I know, I know. They say no, they just power, you don't wanna know. What we had to go through, did it for the dog. Make money, take money. Bullin' on a budget, why you tryna fake money? Pop con in the party, tryna get this Drake money. And patience is a virtue, they don't wanna wait for me though. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths to my gunners. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youth, them are
gone. The hustle comes separately, it's not provided. It's probably why them kids can't stop the violence. We both got dots on either side of this line, because it's real hard times when your block's divided. We got bills to be paid and beef in our estates. Every other day we got police on our case. So if a chance comes, you better seize opportunity, cause most of us grew up in a planet full of apes. Call that cannon, Jahannam is trying to send a boy to space. Or hell, take him out of this world. When you're writing your will, are you trying to leave that bust down Cartier for your girl? What the fuck is the deal? Invest it into yourself. Have faith in your craft, cause we're the same kids that made change off a plant. The struggles in our nature, we just gotta learn to use the rules that they gave us and know when to break them.
None of the youths, them are runners. All of them are their own bosses, they've got runners. You can't tell me about no losses, I've lost loved ones. Couldn't count nobody, now I do numbers. I'll do numbers till I'm humongous. Big enough to help the notorious, they're just hustling. I ain't ready to die for no reason. If you kill me, I die, but that's treason, no way. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. I'ma turn up on you, you ain't turn up. Gun fingers in the air, cause the youths, them are gunners. You can stand up, you can stand up. No matter what they tell you, you can stand up. Na-na-na-na. Praise to the Most High. Brim full of smoke, I'm the Most High. Visionary had to go blind. All these dope lines came up off a dope line. They want me riding on my enemies, but I'm riding to the enemies. Jeopardize it, that's a jeopardy. No bad energy. Man, I feel amazing. I'm just trying to turn all this space into a spaceship. All I ever wanted was a man with a facelift. Now I'm trying to go one better than great.
That's You Can Stand Up, Avelino featuring Dave. I'm feeling the switch up in that, actually.
Right, that was a banger.
Yeah, I'm really feeling the musical switch up, the stylistic switch up in that. That's a brand new one. That's his current project. Mm-hmm. That's from his current project. He had a listening party for that the other day, and it looked amazing. He's a dope lyricist.
What, Avelino?
Avelino, yeah. And obviously Dave. Dave, the child genius.
On that. Yeah. I know.
The child genius, isn't
Man's
he?
Man's 19.
Yeah.
19. Do you know when I was 19?
Fuck. Weren't doing that.
I could barely spell my own name. Never mind pull bars out like that.
We have a very, very, very special guest co-presenter today as well, in the shape of Joe Grind, the one and only. Welcome, brother.
Thank you. Can you just say very one more time? Like, add it onto the... And to the very, 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 very...
All right. Special guest, Joe Grant. No, it's an absolute pleasure and an honour to have you.
I'm glad to be here, man.
Yeah, man. We're here for the next 2 hours. Thank you to Joey and Sai for holding down the last three. Two. Did they do three? Two hours now.
Two.
I thought they did three.
Just two now.
Losing track of time. I feel like I've been away for so long. I, of course, wasn't here last week.
No.
Or
this morning for High Sports News. Mm-hmm. But we had a Capo Lee holding amazing. Things down with Reese last week.
Yeah.
And by all accounts, that was an amazing show.
It was a great show. Mm. Capo shared a story with us about one time he was performing.
Oh, yeah, about the guy in the front row.
Yeah, with his finger up.
Have you heard this, Joe, before? Capo said that when he was performing, from the moment he came out on stage, just some guy at the front just had his middle finger up to him for the whole
Have you ever had, even if it's not as as offensive, but have you ever had someone just like that is... distinctly inactive at your gig
to the point where you just can't
take your eye off them and you're wondering if they're there to assassinate you.
Well, I had a girl that was sitting right on the stage, like sideways, just sitting and staring, not nodding her head, but I didn't know if she was basically saying, "Hey, big boy, come get me," or "This, I don't really like this." I had to wonder to myself, right, you had time to leave the front section, so it must have been the first one.
For real. I've seen so many people that don't look like they're enjoying the gig, that, like Capo Lee was saying, that at the end reveal that they really actually were as well.
Yeah. When you toured with Rizzle Kids, there would have been a lot of parents taking children.
Let me tell you a story about parents taking children when I was touring to Rizzle Kicks. So when we did Bristol, we played in a venue called Colston Hall.
Yeah.
Right. Big venues, like a couple thousand capacity. I was the main opening act. Obviously, Rizzle Kicks were headlining, and an artist called Little Nikki.
Yeah.
She was performing before Nikki, me. Yeah. She's still around. She's still doing vocals on a lot of dance tracks at the moment. Yeah. But she's got a tune called IDGAF. No, Dilly Gaff. Does it look like I give a fuck?
Yeah.
Right. She was 17, 18 at the time. Rizzle Kicks' demographic, that's probably about as old as they got.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 17, 18. So, but they were as young as like 11, 12.
Yeah.
So this mother has brought her son and daughter to the gig. And Little Nikki's played this tune in her set, Dilly Gaff, and she's got the whole... crowd to say the word fuck.
Yeah.
People like to swear.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You let loose, you say the F word, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Right. I came on and I had a song called Make Her Say, and the key word in that is fuck. After Make Her Say, the whole crowd screams fuck. 2 days later, the Sun comes out. There's an article in the Sun about me and Little Nikki.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
This woman that's brought her two kids, I think 8 and 10 or something like that, has said that, "Oh my God, I took my kids to this rap gig and the language was that, and effing and blinding, blah, blah, blah."
At a rap gig?
At a rap gig, right? So then she's like, "Oh, it's so offensive. I wasn't even meant to take him to a Rizzle Kicks gig at the beginning. I was meant to take him to see Lady Gaga, but it was sold out." So I was like, so that was the alternative to Lady Gaga, Rizzle Kicks, Also, like, yeah, of course, a lot has to be said for, you know, blue language and stuff, but Lady Gaga once wore meat as a dress.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know what I mean? If you're gonna talk about performers going a little bit left, swearing is the least of your worries.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, let's not forget that the gig was in a venue called Colston Hall. Causton was like the, I can't remember his first name, but he was a massive slave owner.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Oh, right.
He was a huge slave, and they haven't changed the name of this hall.
Right.
But you're offended because I said the F
course,
word.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck that woman.
I think she's listening.
Well, so do I. Yeah, it's nice how some people are so offended. It always makes me laugh when they go to the newspapers and there's always a picture of them with a really sad face next to the product.
Oh my God, yeah. You should have seen the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like they really went to town, went to the woman's house and got her. You can tell that they directed her. Look forlorn, you know? Mm. Look like you've really, really been offended by
I love
this.
Them
she holding the tickets or something. Yeah. And like, oh,
this heinous act that has now cost you that £40 that you spent on those tickets. That's do you know what I mean? And she really, really played up to it. But, you know.
She's got some money from the article, presumably.
Exactly. So. £50 in a pocket.
Yeah. Exactly.
And got that money back on the tickets.
And I got some promotion that I couldn't
That's
afford.
That's it, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't afford. So
everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, we do, of course, have Joe Grind as a special guest. We're going to be getting into the regular stories. We've got a couple of games that we're going to play.
We've got one game.
We've got a Halloween-themed
game. Amazing. Because today's Halloween, isn't it?
Yesterday.
Well, it's Halloween plus one, isn't it?
Wait, is it not the 31st?
No, it's the 1st.
The 1st today.
1st of November.
Shit, bloody hell,
look
it is.
You're skipping time and everything. Bro, time travelling and
it's
that.
All mad. It's all mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, Halloween-themed games, I'm all for it. I read an article in the Metro today about the Chelsea Roma game last night and the amount of Halloween puns that the journalist put in. I thought, do you know what? I respect that. I rate that. Because we were speaking about the fact that we can't tell who's a real journalist, who's a bona fide journalist nowadays and who isn't, because all you have to do is write one think piece or one article, you get it published.
Not even that. All you have to do is put journalist in your bio and then just
there
pop up on people's
page. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Listen out for when, look for like, what, you know, the biggest issues on Twitter, and then just tweet to someone, go, hi, I'm from the Daily Mail. Do you mind if I slide into your DMs to report on the thing that you've just broken down articulately as it is?
Well, I know there are many articles now just about one tweet, and that's it. And then there's just I don't really consider that to be the best journalism.
It's not at all. But you know, that's how it goes, swings and roundabouts.
It's clickbait, though. Yeah,
absolutely.
It?
Yeah. That's
literally
all
what we were just talking about off air.
Mm. Really is clickbait. So fuck the Daily Mail, you know, as Stormzy said, from the CEO to the receptionist and every other untrustworthy paper.
Also fuck Edward Colston.
Yeah. Oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
Fuck Edward Colston.
And fuck the woman who went to the gig.
Yep.
Yeah. Just start off with the just get all the fucks out of the way.
He's making a list right here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it'll build by the end of the show.
Yeah, but definitely. Do not fuck though. Aaron Unknown that's coming in a bit.
He is, of course. I forgot to touch on that as well. We've got another special guest coming in today. Aaron Unknown, he's gonna be talking to us about a forthcoming release.
Yes.
And is he gonna be doing
we're not sure, because he's gonna let us know when he arrives.
It's unknown.
He?
It's as yet unknown. That's what
he's married to his name and he does not stray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. His middle name should be As Yet.
Did you know Unknown is actually an acronym? But under new knowledgement, overcoming world negativity.
Okay, that's his acronym,
Yeah.
I thought you meant that when the word unknown was coined, they were like, this is what it's going to stand for. It's not the opposite of known, it's actually just an acronym.
Is okay an acronym? Because I heard it's an acronym for Old Kinderhook.
What?
Old Kinderhook.
But okay is not spelled okay, though, isn't it?
That's true. It can be spelled
okay,
but that's like a modern adaptation of the word okay.
Yeah.
Originally it was O dot K dot. And it was,
I reckon it's made by someone that couldn't spell and it was like, it's all cool. All stands for O stands for all.
Well, that's
and
what
K
it
stands
is.
For
no,
cool.
No, it's O L L, which was all. It's like a slang, so it is all.
Right.
And then
right.
Kinderhook I think meant like, it was like an old sailing term or something.
A hook that you put children on. A kinderhook's a hook that you put children on if they're naughty.
Is that what it is?
And that's not okay.
What is a kinderhook? Oh, was like a kinder egg? Kinder surprise?
Kindergarten? Cop?
Abby, would we be able to look up what the word okay comes from?
I heard it's from I heard it's like FUBAR, like an old war term.
Yeah, it is, but before war.
Yeah.
Way before war, and it was like through sailors,
right.
And that's what it means, like all Kinderhook,
right?
Which basically means like all graver.
Yeah, bro.
I think that was like the 1600s of all graver.
Wait, what was happening? Why you researched this, bro? Because it's just so okay, bro.
you know when you're the deepest thinker, you start looking at the word and again, Ross. Wonder how that word came about, you know?
Like, you know, like O.K. You're thinking, oh, that's just short for okay. Yeah. Man said, no, you know what? It must mean what it has to. And it turned into the Goonies and shit.
Do you know what it is? It's bunning weed. It's smoking weed.
100%.
Seriously.
100%.
Smoking weed will make you think about the most trivial shit. And it's the deepest thing in the world to you.
And it's just the word okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
And that's the word, it will be okay.
There is.
I know, there I am. I went on a white knuckle ride, but we got there in the end.
We did indeed.
We did.
And now we know that okay means all kinderhook.
Yep.
Which is old kinderhook.
I still don't know what kinderhook means.
No, I don't know what kinderhook means.
That's someone's nickname.
Oh, cool. Oh,
it's what?
Martin Van Buren's nickname.
He's making
this
up. He's definitely, because you know what? I thought kinderhook, like the thumb was the hook.
You know what?
You know like that? Yeah. Like something like that. But now he's making this stuff up.
Kinderhook's a place, I think, in New York State. So that's why he was nicknamed Old Kinderhook after the place he was born.
And his supporters formed the OK Club.
I don't know what that is.
Hey. That's what they used to say. You know when you tell a roadman something. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what Frog does, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. See.
Why do roadmen speak so slowly? Like they've got no rush. Do you know what I mean? They have to be nowhere.
It's true. And always surprised. Where, like no matter what you tell a roadman, don't they?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, it's mad sunny today, you know. Is it?
Hey, I saw your cousin the other day. Is it?
The more road you are, the more yes you put at the end of a sentence. Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
I love it. I love road culture. Let's talk about the mum who put her drunk naked son to bed after a Halloween night out.
But first, should we get into a song?
Okay, yeah, we could do that, actually. It's been about a good 15 minutes. Oh, yeah.
But leave them wanting more with that headline there.
Absolutely. I've only told you half of it. You get the other half after this. It's FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, my heart just froze. Cause when the cars get closed, I'm like, really, what's the use of these cars enclosed? Nah, last year man lost to you and my heart turned cold. Then man lost Luki and my heart just froze. Cause when the cars get closed, I'm like, really, what's the use of these cars enclosed? If man don't wanna switch it up, I'ma go hard on my. By now you should know I hate waiting, I've got no patience. Right now man, I'm trying to get out the matrix, far from the agent. Gonna stay far from the devil in the red dress, far from the pagan. Only time man is gonna see me again is my shared location. Cause when you were talking about me online, I was down in the basement. Ex-girl said that I'm never at home, she found a replacement. Said you was on the road, but I never see you when I was out on the pavement. The police wanna set me up, they wanna take me down to the station. But I can't complain. Soon as I get bored, I jump on the plane, nothing ain't changed. Boy, better know, man, went to the bricks on the train. Think it's a game. Man, shut down wireless, then I walk home in the rain. Then we took it back to Africa. I'm twisting, I can't explain. Never knew that I was gonna pop. Pop like 5th of November. Tell the president we ain't forgot. Tell the prime minister we still remember. Man, don't care what colour or gender. Nobody's voting for your corrupted agenda. Bitch, I look sharp when I enter. And talk with respect when they disgust me. A lot of these MCs disgust me. Real talk, you ain't best MC in the country. And if you don't like it, then fuck me. Not literally, but fuck me. How many more MCs do I kill till they realise that nobody above me? I kill every song that I touch and I turn into MC Hammer, they can't touch me. I've been killing it over 10 years on the road, it's a permanent mark, they can't smudge me. Teachers used to diss me. Now when I touch the road, I make history. Try to assassinate me, but they miss me. You can never blacklist me. Nah, last year man lost to you and my heart turned cold. Then man lost Luki and my heart just froze. Cause when the cars get closed, I'm like, really, what's the use of these cars enclosed? If man don't wanna switch it up, I'ma go hard on my own. Nah, last year man lost to you and my heart turned cold. Then man lost Luki and my heart just froze. Cause when the cars get closed, I'm like, really, what's the use of these cars enclosed? If man don't wanna switch it up, I'ma go hard on my own.
This is back. Oh wait, sorry. Yeah, this is Back Tail was Skeppy. That's Cadenza, Lone, and Skeptar. Very dreamy. Another switch up. People are doing these musical outros, and I love them. I forgot to say at the top of the show that if you want to get in touch with myself, Renzel Nottingham, Joe Grind, our super special guest, host, or Sarah DeBunda. In fact, these are all ands, not ors. You'll get through to all of us if you email us hump@foobarradio.com or tweet to us at foobarradio. Any problems you've got that you're facing in life, we'll try our best to impart some knowledge to solve them for you. But right now we're going to talk about this. I gave you half of the headline before that tune. I'm going to give you the other half, then I'm going to tell you the story. Yeah. Then gets huge fright in the morning.
I just want to say before we do continue with this, do you know the people who got in touch last week with questions for this show?
Yes.
Look what happened to them.
Oh, what? Did you enrich someone's life?
Not only did we enrich more than they could have ever imagined.
Okay.
They were saying that they like grime gigs.
Mm-hmm.
They like grime, they're new to grime.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever they've been to a gig, it's full of younger people.
And their friends not into it.
They're full of beans.
Yeah.
So they say, like it's like mosh pits.
Spirited.
And stuff like that. And he says he just ends up standing at the back on his own.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know if there was a way he could go to grind gigs and enjoy it.
I think older people should set up. Oh, no, sorry.
We didn't know how old he was. He didn't have any friends that were into grime, but he was newly into it and wanted to go to the gig and kind of.
And
know.
Older than the demographic. Yeah. That
yeah, yeah.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So basically 16.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
So Capo Lee said if he ever wants to go to the next time that he's performing, he can come down backstage and hang around with Capo.
Yeah.
It's worth getting in touch with.
It really, really is. You might get yourself a backstage pass.
Yeah, but there's apps that what's it called that people start to
exactly.
You know what I'm saying they put themselves out there and saying I ain't got no one to actually go with.
Yeah,
and also there's the whole thing of like I'm not plugging, but I'm going. But I am plugging.
Do it, mate. Do it. This is what the fuck you're here for.
it's like my show, 22nd November.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Is Lit in 02.
Thank you.
Was that a headline show? Did you
yeah,
say?
It is indeed.
It is. A lot of people have been saying, yeah, like, I want to come, but I ain't got no one to go with. Mm. But you know, like, it sounds nerdy and weird, but when you go to shows that everyone's there for the same reason, you end up meeting people that actually
absolutely.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because there's reasons why people listen to the same music, you know, because people are saying stuff that
they relate
you lack
to.
In, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that person has probably got a lot of conversation on things that you
Thank
agree
you.
With in life, and
absolutely.
They're a lot like you, you know what I'm trying
absolutely.
To say?
Absolutely.
I think people get it confused when they go to a grime gig, they see, like, what grime fans would be and they get intimidated
or whatever, but in
reality, like, for example, you're not going to have the same fans that 6-7 have.
No, of course not.
You know
not.
What I mean?
No, that's it.
If you go to a 6-7 gig, they're more they're doing road music and they're like more reserved people, so the crowds are going to kind of reflect on the music they make, whereas you do gaming, you're into comics, YouTube and you do
multifaceted
music.
So there's lots to talk about it as well,
so you're going to have like a wider variety of people
there.
So you go down, you're going to see people that you know, like, get on with,
absolutely. I think if people are worried about, I don't know if there's an app or a forum that was purpose built for people that feel like they're too old. You know, there's people like you were saying that are lonely and they don't want to go to the gig on their own, but they want to meet people there.
Yeah.
I feel there should be an app or forum purpose built for people that feel they're too old.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean, so that they can meet people that are
about
of
the same age.
They might have similar interests in life as well, because you might like grime like a 16-year-old being a 30-something, but you might not want to roll with a 16-year-old on the day to day and just talk about grime. But you might meet another 30-something that, like you were saying, not only likes Joe Grind's music but likes gaming as well, likes every other thing that Joe Grind promotes as the brand that is Joe Grind, and can kind of strike up a friendship, you know.
Yeah.
People are scared to go out and make new friends, man.
Yeah, of course they are.
Of the internet.
I tell you what people aren't scared to do, though. Go out on Halloween and get drunk and wake up in weird places.
Which is what they should be scared to do, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Fright night, for fuck's sake. You won't go to a gig on your own, but you'll go out knocking on strange people's doors to get sweets. You motherfucker. You absolute motherfucker. So a mum puts her drunk, naked son to bed after a Halloween night out, then gets a huge fright in the morning. Juliet found her son, Stuart, under a duvet cover on her dressing room floor at 4:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. First thought is, she has a dressing room.
What's a dressing room? Where you get dressed in?
Yeah.
posh.
No, it's not. It's like, do you know, I'm assuming, do you know when your kids move out and you've got a spare bedroom?
Yeah.
And you're like, right, oh, this is a dressing
room. It's a box room. It's a box room with a vanity, whatever they're called in it. Do you know what I mean? Being the lovely mum she is, she gave him a pillow and he said thank you. This immediately set off one alarm bell in her head as she says she thought, Stuart sounds very polite.
And your son just does general manners. And you think, what the polite bastard?
What have you done with Stuart? In a Facebook post, Juliet wrote, thought it was odd that Stu's car wasn't outside and a bit strange when that he would come round in the early hours for a kip in my walk-in. Lovely that. She pointed out that she got a walk-in. Just in case anyone didn't know. Did the extension last year. Got that walk-in now, bitch. I thought his hand looked mucky, but figured it could be that his car broke and just thought, oh well, Stuart does funny stuff. He can explain what he was up to in the morning.
What does he do
that
he has a mucky hand?
Mucky hand.
And it just
did
that
one. His one hand was mucky as well. Yeah, just remember that. I thought his hand looked mucky. So one hand in Stuart came round.
He does funny.
he can explain what he's up to in the morning. So off I went back to bed. Got an ensuite, don't you know? She never said that.
In my queen-sized bed.
But when she got up in the morning, she got a huge fright worthy of a Halloween trick or treat. Her husband, Cliff, came downstairs and calmly remarked, there's a naked bloke upstairs and it's not Stuart. Juliet said, in the morning it turned out it was a guy called Mark, with a half-painted face who had left his clothes in the conservatory covered in mud with his muddy phone. In the conservatory.
Yeah.
I know. You know, let's just spray out all the rooms in the house. You know what I'm saying? They're stunting on them.
I quickly went and used the bidet.
Yes! You know, I don't think this story was about Stuart at all.
I think she's trying to sell her ass. What the fuck I think is going on here?
She's probably got a pantry or something.
You know, we'll probably get to that. Yeah. I wonder if he was walking home and threw himself over the fence at the back, or did he pick up all that mud in the woods? We live in the middle of nowhere. The mum admits the mum admits he looked like her son enough to pass a cursory. Cliff dropped the Halloween reveler Mark off at his home a few miles away from their house.
In the peasant side of town.
Yeah, you know them ones.
He got his car out of the double garage.
Because as she said, she lived in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. So therefore, she has acres and acres of gardens.
Yeah. Code. Yeah, you just broke that code. Because I was personally thinking, Russ, you're not selling it to me anymore, love.
Now
I know what she meant by that.
When she said a few miles away, that was just a drive.
He's
the next door neighbour, yeah.
Although Juliet was very impressed by his drunken manners, saying he was obviously house trained, as he knew not to walk mud through, and he had left his shoes in the conservatory.
Oh, there it is again, the C word. Jumping in the C word.
He also left his clothes in the conservatory, which I'd say was quite rude. If this is your first time in someone's yard, don't be naked.
Have you ever been that drunk that you've gone into somebody else's house? Because I hear about this a lot, but I've never done it.
Yeah, but only gate crashing a party, to be fair. I didn't go in there to sleep.
Yeah. That's kind of mad though, still. Isn't that proper breaking and entering though?
No, well, that's a good point. It doesn't say how he gained access. It could have been through...
Well, she doesn't lock the conservatory.
The French doors at the back of the house. Yeah. You know, on the south side of the house.
Those bifold doors.
Yeah. A whole wall, just, you know what I mean? On the south side of the estate.
On the west wing, yeah.
Yeah, the west wing. Absolutely. I really hope you sell this property, Juliet.
You will.
I might buy it.
You know what I mean? After all that, I feel like I know my way around the guy. Do you know what I mean?
They know where the box room is.
Good fucking point.
He walked straight through the kitchen, through the drawing room, turned left at the living room.
Do you know what I mean? It's like maybe she doesn't even live here and she just plays too much Cluedo.
I know, you know what's there.
Mom. And then Juliet sounds like she'd live in a big house.
So yeah, to be fair. And if you've got a neighbour called Mark with a C instead of a K, you're definitely rich.
And obviously he wasn't a burglar because he said thank you. He had a lot of manners.
Absolutely.
So therefore he lived around the area.
Yeah. Does anyone think it could have been Mark Hellman?
Oh, maybe. Does he have a mucky hand? I don't know.
I was going to try and make a pun related to one of his songs, but I couldn't think of anything to say.
Do you have any other Marks with a C? Mark Anthony? No, he doesn't. Does he? He's a K.
Is he a K? I think it's a C.
Might be.
There's a gay rights activist called Mark Fiella.
Mark Fiella.
Him?
But gay people are always rich.
Mark Sebastian Fiella.
Always. Always.
There's a stereotype. Yeah. I don't know one poor gay person, you know. I never met a broke gay person.
I feel like there probably are some homeless gay people.
Yeah, true.
I feel like I don't know any, but I'm willing to put it out there that I think there is.
I was thinking this the other day, right? Do you know how there's no openly gay footballers?
Yeah.
Statistically, that doesn't add up, right? And we know there's a huge stigma around being gay and being an athlete.
In sport in general.
Mm. What if it's just gay people can't play football? What if that, not can't, but... They just. What if that was actually the case, and we've just been wrong this whole time?
Yeah, like if you've got like a homosexual gene, it means that it replaces the sports gene.
That's not true.
No, it's not true. That's not true. We're not stating a fact. Reese is just philosophizing.
But instead, you just get given loads of money, apparently, according to your
theory. Well, he's got a knack for earning bare peas.
One thing I completely love, is that the way that Ari just quickly types it in. So I'm joining your conversation quickly.
Yeah.
As she says, there's a high statistic of homeless gay people.
Yeah, there actually is, because Riyad, who has been a guest on here on Hannah Witten Show before, and is coming in on Counseling, who is a gay YouTuber, actually did a documentary for BBC Three about gay life. And one of them, actually, now I remember I've seen it, was about gay people living on the streets.
Right.
Very good, actually. It was so good to check that out.
What's it called?
Yep.
It was sick.
Abby's gonna. I'm just gonna appear on screen in this. I can't remember the title off the top of my head right now. But
very insightful.
No, it was good. It was interesting. It was so good that I couldn't remember the title because I was so engrossed in the
program. Yeah, you know, you know one there. Exactly.
You can't, I don't have time to remember the title.
Yeah.
Queer Britain.
That was it.
Right. Yes. Fair play, I'll check it out.
The BBC have been doing quite a few good documentaries about homosexuality recently.
The BBC do good documentaries in general, I feel.
Yeah, but they have to do something good, let's be honest, because...
Everything else can be shit.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I don't watch the BBC because I haven't got a TV licence.
I don't have a TV licence.
There's no reason to come round to my house, BBC.
Well, in your conservatory, I believe you have a home cinema, so you don't need a TV.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. And it doesn't play no live TV.
So, what can we tell Juliet in a big house?
Check who is on the floor of your walk-in.
Lock your doors.
Juliet, please, could you get security?
You can also get security
at each wing of the mansion, of the manor, please.
You can 100% afford it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
why would you not lock your door? Do you know, they're the bookiest places to live.
Yeah.
In the middle of fields.
You're right. But, and also, like, I grew up in Hackney. I still live there, and there's a lot of... The beautiful thing about Hackney is how sort of cosmopolitan it is, and you know, you can walk up a street, you can have a council estate on one end of the road, and you can have like £2 million townhouses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the working class people have got curtains. They don't want you seeing inside their yard.
Mm. Of course they don't. The rich people, massive windows
the size of houses.
Listen.
You can see through to the back garden.
Should I tell you why? Because they bought something expensive. Someone better see it. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
It's so true. When you go past them big townhouses, no net curtains, no blinds. you can see a kid playing in the back down the end of the.
But you know what? That's them
garden.
Telling you that their security is sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like that's it. I can show you everything because the second you walk into my garden and it doesn't recognise your footprints. That's it. Then police are here in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
No, 3.2 seconds. That's it. You know the ones there.
And then, mate, you hold up a house at the other end of the street. It's going to take the police 4 hours to come.
Yeah, of course it does. Come on, cuz.
I don't think, do net curtains still exist? Do people still buy them? That's a very...
I've got some net curtains still.
Net curtains are the don of all house furnishings.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You need net curtains.
I
don't have any curtains.
Have a swishy blind.
But you live on...
Do you see what he's saying? That's a hint, you know. I don't have any curtains, and I live right next to... What was her name? He's been dropping these. I might buy a house. I don't have any net curtains. Have you... I just quickly won it. Like,
come into
like,
some money.
You know what's that? Have you won it quickly? Just tell us.
You know, it's hard to learn the word B-day as well.
Oh, my God. Are you actually called Stuart?
That's me.
Or Mark with a C.
Yeah. No, I don't think net curtains are a thing anymore, really. I don't think you can even buy them, can you?
Yeah, I bought some the other day.
I hope you can.
No, you didn't buy some net curtains.
Swear to God, I did. I bought them. My missus bought them from the kitchen.
Where? Name the place.
I'm going to
make one up.
The shop next to my house.
I mean, that sounds...
I reckon you can definitely buy a net.
Of course you can.
What would be the alternative apart from blinds? To to preventing people from seeing into your yard when
tinted windows.
Oh my god!
Yeah, definitely.
Also,
why didn't I think of that?
What are women over the age of 65 meant to twitch when they're looking at the neighbours if you can't get net curtains anymore?
That's true.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
I don't have any, and I would quite like some or something because the blind's not the same, really, is it?
Oh well, maybe
it's not the same. It's not even warm.
Blinds
it's
ain't the same.
Dead.
Blinds flicking the blinds is a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit too modern. Modern.
It's eBay.
Oh,
yeah, true.
Can you get me some nets, please? Yeah. Thank you.
I reckon you can get net curtains on Amazon.
Yeah, well, that's so I'm trying to say eBay and Amazon, they've got that thing.
I reckon you can when you get them for me for Christmas as well.
Yeah.
I reckon you get a set when you join the Neighbourhood Watch.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon that's your initiation gift.
Well, you say a whole package.
Yeah, you just get like for binoculars. All the how many windows you got in your yard? Six, okay. Here's your welcome package. Net curtains you to twitch when you're looking at what the neighbours are doing outside their yard at 2 in the morning.
Is Neighbourhood Watch a real thing?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because
realer than real.
Because
go on.
We have Neighbourhood Watch stickers.
Well,
my mum and dad do. My mum and dad do in their yard. Bro, I ever heard of Neighbourhood Watch in that area.
Oh, right, the actual, the community.
Yeah, it's just a sticker.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
In some neighbourhoods, they definitely meet and they talk about what's going on in their ends.
Yeah, but that means they're watching you.
They probably are.
That's a fucking good point. If you don't know who the Neighbourhood Watch are, they don't want you to know, bro. They don't want to be made.
They're watching my dad, that's what it is.
They're not trying to get made, bro. You know what I mean?
They're looking at my dad thinking, it's minus six in the middle of winter and he's still wearing shorts and no t-shirt.
He's
what's wrong with this man?
Definitely got something to hide. Yeah. He's literally got the least to hide. You can
in it.
You know what I mean?
If you haven't been handed the nets. Oh, you remember the nets as well? They're stupid. You remember that normally nets go down, but there are some nets that just go up in the middle and round like that. What's the point of them?
Yeah.
You can't twitch those.
That's a good point. You can be seen.
You're like, oh, I have to go to a corner and twitch it. You can't.
Or the ones in the kitchen window that are only like along the sort of
three quarters.
Yeah, what are they all about?
They remind me of like boob tubes.
That's mad.
I don't know why they remind me of like
tops.
a lace one.
Yeah.
You came up with that design as well.
No idea.
Go, oh, it's summer. I should take the bottom off my coat.
That's what it is. It's the Neighbourhood Watch summer uniform. That's what it is. It's your windows are getting a bit hot. You know what I mean? Take a bit off, innit? Give them a bit of room to breathe.
Yeah.
Dries your pots quicker, I imagine, if you've got the bottom, because it's where your rack is,
yeah,
I imagine.
Exactly.
Not where your rack is. Oh, I think we need to play a song.
Oh, yeah, I think so. It's FUBAR Radio.
There's no love unless you own up. No love, toes up. Show love, show love. Grown up, show love. There's no love unless you own up.
That's Everything Is Recorded, Show Love featuring Sampha and Sid from the Internet. Shout out Sampha as well, man, on his, I know it's late, but on his Mercury Music Prize win. Very deserved, especially in the, with the other nominees as well, you know, like J-Haas, Kano, Stormzy. No, no, sorry, Kano was last year. J-Haas, Stormzy. Who else was nominated?
Glass Animals. Other people that I can't remember. Oh, yeah. God. Kate Tempest.
Yes, of course. Did you see her performance?
Yes,
She was brilliant. Yeah. She was brilliant. Hardest out.
It was a good lineup this year, so anyone could have been a deserved winner, actually. Absolutely. But well done to Sampha.
Mm. Maybe Radiohead will win it one year as well.
Maybe.
You know, they've been nominated the most and have never, ever won it.
Yeah, they probably won't even turn up anymore.
Just like, yeah, they're just like, oh, it's another one of them ones, isn't it? Oh, and Ed Sheeran, of course, was a nominee for the first time as well. All right, should we get into a game?
Yeah, Reece should. He's got a little game.
He does have a little game.
So
it's Halloween-ish.
Yes, kind of. It still is. I'm still scared, so it's still Halloween.
I'm always scared.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, it's always Halloween nowadays.
Yeah.
Wait, before we play this game, can we just... Do you see the whole Halloween scary things and so on? Because someone actually tweeted the other day saying about what's Tarzan got to do with Halloween and blah, blah, blah.
What?
Yeah, they said, what's Tarzan got to do with Halloween?
What has he? Yeah. Is this a joke?
No, people dressed as Tarzan.
Oh, I thought it was like a
punchline. Yeah. People just, what's dressing as Tarzan got to do with Halloween? Yeah, I'm trying to say. But, like, Halloween's not just about scary shit no more, is it?
Not at all. Halloween was never about... Americans made it about scary shit. Halloween is remembering the dead. Halloween's actually three days. Yeah. There's All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
There's Halloween, and then there's another one, All Souls.
But it's a pagan holiday.
Yeah, it's originally pagan, and it's, like I said, it's remembering the dead.
All Saints.
Yeah, that's it, All Saints. And the Americans... For capitalist reasons, just made it about trick or treating and dressing up in costumes.
Yeah.
That was an American influence. The whole trick or treat shit is a US thing.
Because it's a mess over there, isn't it?
But it's genuinely, it's more a festival to remember the dead, all the people that have passed and stuff.
So that's the reason why people tried to say it was a scary thing, basically.
Yeah. Thus, the link to. The link to Tarzan, because it's just about dressing up now.
Yeah, of course.
Just a costume, any costume.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. That's all right, cool. I never celebrated Halloween as a kid.
Me neither.
Okay.
We wasn't allowed.
My dad was like
the devil's holiday. Blah blah blah.
Right. Yeah. my dad knew that there were because obviously they celebrate that sort of period. I think in the Catholic Church as well, in churches, but. Trick or treating. My dad was like, "You guarantee
begging
to beg for sweets." Yeah,
begging.
My dad used to call it begging. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mom would have beat
you. You have sweets at home. What are you saying? You got sweets at home.
But did you get dressed up? Because All right, so you, Joe Grine, do you do a fancy dress party? What's your fancy dress choice?
Good point. What now?
Anything.
Yeah. If just I could do now,
I'll
dress up as Luffy from One Piece anime.
Fair play. You're a huge anime fan, aren't you?
Okay, what about you?
Me? I would dress up as... I would literally put on this vintage Ralph Lauren jumper I have with an American flag on the front and just go as America. Because that's the scariest thing in the world right now.
That's true. What about you, Reese?
I don't really know. What is the scariest thing?
It could be anything, a fancy dress. Doesn't have to
be that you're only going to get 2 hours sleep at night. That's pretty scary.
Go as 2 hours sleep.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Put some bags under your eyes. And you know what's there?
Awkward sleep deprivation.
Yes. Sick.
That would be...
That's what I'd go as,
Where does the tradition of... Well, I don't know if we have it over, but in America, of like throwing toilet roll over houses.
When we were younger, that's what Halloween was. You go out, you get fireworks and eggs.
Of course,
and
that was the trick.
Shoot each other.
It's the trick. Trick or treat. Yeah. No, most people won't do a trick now.
Could you imagine? I want to try to egg my house and chuck toilet right. Five fireworks through my letterbox.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Instead of yeah, getting your bag. Instead of getting your Harry bag.
We used to blame firework wars.
Think about it, yeah.
Did you not do
the
that?
Whole concept of trick or treat is a 6 year old coming to your door and extorting you.
Yeah. Give me sweets or I'm gonna egg your house.
Right. Hey, nice house you got there. Be a shame if something were to happen to it.
Wouldn't it if you give me sweets?
Bribery. That's it.
Do you know what I mean? Loads of sugar will calm me down.
Right. That's a nice box of Jolly Ranchers you've got there.
So once
that'd
again,
be an awful shame to get your house egged.
Right. And the very sweetest voice. So once again, do you know what I mean? Trick or treat.
Right. Like, and then they're with treat. Their parents. You can't even fuck them up.
Oh, yeah, look how cute this satanic demon is.
But I'm live right now on the whole Insta Live thing. And someone just said about... the old school bin bag thing. Like, I remember when people used to put bin bags over them as trick or treat?
That was a witch outfit.
That was it. Yeah. You just put a bin bag over you, a hat on, and that was it. You was a witch.
Ghetto you.
Simple as that.
Ghetto you.
Simple as that.
We used to get bin bag, fangs, some fake fingernails. Good to go.
Bit of blood, bit of ketchup.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's true, you know. But now...
Halloween done for 50p.
People go all out.
They go in.
You see, you can't tell the difference between, like, Iron Man costumes and Iron Man.
Yeah, I see. You know, every single year on Halloween, I say, yes, I need a dress up. I'm going to go to a party. Rare, blah, blah, blah. It comes to that. I'm like, bruv, this is long, man. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm not dressing up as anything rare. But and the worst thing is, the week before, I always go Comic-Con as well. Mm-hmm. So I always see people dressing the sickest.
I was going to say, yeah, Comic-Con Comic-Con falls right before Halloween. So you must be able to get such great inspiration or jealousy from Comic-Con people. It's like, I'm not even doing Halloween this year. No one's going to fucking...
That's probably what happened. Yeah. You know?
Hulk is actually 12 foot. How did he fucking do that?
Well, it's kids though, isn't it, that are creepy. Like, if you think about it, when horror films, what are the creepiest horror films? The one with kids going mad.
It had kids in it.
The Exorcist, that film Orphan, where
anything
that little girl
to do with
goes
youths,
nuts.
It's double scary.
Oh, when they go crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You're absolutely right.
Well, sticking to the Halloween theme, I've made a game. Mm-hmm. It is a game. So basically what I've done is I've got five ghost or demon stories. Mm-hmm. Three of which are real, mm-hmm. two of which are fake. Okay. I'm going to read them out.
I'll keep scores, will I?
And I need these two
need
pens.
I've
got one.
There you go.
Thank you.
Here's one for Joe Grimes.
Thank you.
So, okay. So he's going to read out five, and you have to write down, please, true or false, and then we'll come back round at the end and get the scores.
Awesome. I'd just like to repeat as well to all our listeners, if you want to have some knowledge and wisdom imparted to you by our special guest co-host, Joe Grind, as well as myself, Reese and Natalie, please email us hump@fubarradio.com or tweet to us at fubarradio.
Or just share your Halloween and ghost stories as well. That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, let's get some Halloween-related... communication going, man. What did you wear last night? What are you going to wear tonight? Are you doing Halloween on Black People's Time?
You can get some neck curtain advice from Joe.
Right, absolutely.
It's up to you.
So, ghost story or whatever. Number one. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's called Shirine. It's a strange man with an eye in the place of his anus. The story goes that a samurai was walking at night down the road to Kyoto in Japan when he heard someone calling out for him to wait. When he turned round, he found a man stripping off his clothes and pointing his bare arse at the flabbergasted traveller. A huge eye then opened up where the man's arsehole should have been.
Bum, bum, blood. That's
all there is to say to that one.
That sounds like a cartoon, so that's not...
I feel like maybe some music in the background for this.
Yeah. Let's get some tension going. Oh, some spooky...
Ooh, Tubular Bells. I like it.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Can we by its correct name, Tubular Bells?
It's Tubular Bells,
Number two, the 149 to Salem.
Okay.
Sounds like a bus.
Does sound like a bus.
That's
I get the 149 all the
bus
time.
I get home. That's
never got off at Salem.
I know. in fact, is it 149 in East?
Yeah, of course. The 149 goes from north to Waterloo. No, not Waterloo. 149 goes from Tottenham side. No, wait. I think Tottenham side's to... Where does the 149 end at the other end?
It's not a big important. Yeah. But we know that there is a 149
indeed,
and it doesn't go to Salem. This is a witch who is thought to have been tied to the streets on a bus and trampled to death by horse and carts. She's often seen riding the last trolley bus through Trier, Lisbon.
Okay, I know that. I know to avoid there then. All right, cool.
Number three, the Malaysian breast ghost.
Ooh.
This ghost is a female ghost and has huge breasts. She uses her breasts to attack its victims and make full use of her huge breasts to suffocate them to death. Some say the ghost breasts are at the back and not the front.
Mm. I've met her, that's true.
When she jumps out, does she go, boop?
Can we have a ding for that one? Is that... Have a ding for the boobs. Number four, the Highgate chicken ghost. In 1626, during a bitterly cold spring, Sir Francis Bacon was driving through Pond Square with Dr. Witherbone. I don't know who's got the stupidest name here. Dr. Witherbone or Sir Francis Bacon. They were discussing food preparation other than salting when Sir Francis Bacon said by keeping meat cold, it will last for longer. So he stuffed a chicken with snow, thus creating the world's first frozen chicken. Did it work? He will never know, as he died of pneumonia from running around in the cold. But it is not the ghost of Sir Francis that is seen around the pond where he died, but that of the Highgate chicken.
Oh, it's a ghost of a chicken?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like Orange is the New Black.
Is that one true or false?
Wait, you said there's three true and one and two
false. Yes. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Fuck. This doesn't add up. This is like gay men in football. It doesn't add up.
What?
Number five, the man who completed the world. This is a Christian tale that goes as followed. During the 60s, American-born music producer Chad Burbick Michaels is said to have correctly guessed the meaning of life. According to Musical Outfit, the Dream Backstage, who had been with Michaels at the time of his death, they said that they had been smoking marijuana and discussing what they thought would happen after death when Michaels started reciting what they thought was a pre-planned scripture. Shortly after 24-year-old Michaels had finished, he collapsed and passed out. The medical team arriving at the scene were unable to revive Michaels, and an office block now stands where he died. The rumour has it that Michael's spirit haunts the office, warning people about the eternal pain in the life after death.
Have some time to think about it, but some
sugar. I'll run through them again. There is the Shirim, the anus ghost.
Mm-hmm.
The 149 to Salem, the witch who was tied to the streets. The Malaysian breast ghost. The Highgate chicken ghost. And the man who completed the world.
Cool.
Bear in mind, I made two of these up, so...
But they all sound quite... I felt fairly plausible enough. Reese went through it before the
show. I think they all sound as far-fetched as... Mm. I don't know which ones. I would have... If you didn't tell me that three were true, I'd have gone all false, to be perfectly honest with you.
So Natalie's going to keep score.
Yes, I am.
Number one, the anus ghost. What did you get, Michael Payne?
I got false.
Put false.
False, okay. The answer was true.
Shit. Serious?
The Shirim is a ghost in Kyoto, Japan, who has... I took a lot of words out. Apparently has a glittering eyeball where his arsehole should be.
Oh.
0 points so far.
Okay.
Number two, the 149 to Salem. This is a witch who travels on the last trolley bus through Lisbon
at night.
That's
definitely true.
That's true.
I made that one up.
What? You're good. You should write ghost stories, bro.
I know, innit?
Number three.
Fucking Stephen King over here.
Well, everyone knows the 149 goes between Edmonton Green and London Bridge.
That was it, not Waterloo.
I know where it runs. It runs past the end of my street. I get that one home.
Yes.
That's why I've called it that.
Not Salem.
Number three, the Malaysian breast ghost. This is a ghost with the huge breasts, surprisingly enough.
I've gone true.
True.
You've gone true?
Yeah.
It was true.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's actually called the Hantu Tetek. Sorry, the Hantu Tetek. It's a ghost with the breasts are thought to be unnaturally big.
Yeah.
But it is
a supernatural being. So,
What it does is it normally goes for children or young males, and so I think basically it was made up by mums that were like, don't talk to women with big breasts So now young men are told to avoid women with big breasts because
it could be a ghost.
Yeah, it might be that.
So she like pops them in the middle of her breasts
and suffocates
and puts them in and then. Well, that's a way to go. It's not a bad way.
to be fair, that's a good way, I think, to promote respect for women.
Yeah.
And to kind of prevent sexual harassment. Yeah, it's true. If you only talk to that woman because she's got big tits, she'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. And that should be a life rule.
And I don't know if the story's in here. The reason I picked that story is because there was a woman who attacked a man with her breasts in Brazil this week.
That's coming later.
That story is coming up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he was staring at them.
Yeah. Fair.
Number four, the Highgate chicken ghost.
This was Sir Francis Bacon and Dr. Witherbone, who invented the first frozen chicken but died from creating the first frozen chicken.
Now, Highgate Cemetery is, as we all know, haunted.
I used to go to school near there.
Hmm.
Isn't Karl Marx buried there?
Yeah.
Or one of the Marx brothers. Mm. I've gone true for that.
I've gone false.
It is, in fact, it's true.
Yes!
They invented the first ever frozen chicken. They went to a farm nearby, got a chicken, stuffed it with snow, got a bag, filled the bag with snow, and then put the chicken inside, and then he died from pneumonia from making the frozen chicken.
Wow.
And it, which means that the last one about the man who completed the world, I just made that up. So
yeah.
So who? Oh, what? I put true.
So Chad Burbick Michaels is, I just thought Chad was the most American name I could think of.
Yeah.
Trevor Burbick. Well, I just named him after the boxer. And then I thought Chad Michaels is so American, isn't it? Yeah. Chad Michaels. The band, The Dream Backstage, I thought that just sounds like any cheesy American. Yeah. That, so I just
but it's
that.
The band that made me think it was true. That
so you had true. You both had true for that, didn't
you? I had true, yeah.
Then Michael Payne still wins with 2 points to Joe Grind's one.
Yeah.
Well done. Hey, I won.
Were those frozen chicken people? Do you think they'd been smoking something, opium or something, and went,
probably.
Let's go and try and see if we can freeze a chicken.
Well, no, I'll tell you what.
I reckon they were smoking weed.
I think it was Dr. Witherbone's fault because he laughed at the idea of freezing meat.
Yeah.
And he said it's ridiculous, and then that's when Sir Francis Bacon said,
masculinity is fragile, man. What is that, a fucking challenge?
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
I'll do it if it kills me.
He killed and plucked the chicken himself.
Well,
just to prove his point.
Because in 1626, all these films you see around that time, they're always like in an opium den somewhere.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah. I reckon that was I reckon that was the old school weed.
Yeah, he's going, you ever snuff a chicken's ass?
No. I'm
looking for a way. I love chicken, you know, but sometimes I have to eat it all on the same day, cause
Hey, listen, but hey, listen, you know that you're defrosting your freezer at the moment, though, cause yeah. Listen, like, bruv, I know it's mad, but let's go Sainsbury's right now, grab a chicken and everything. Yeah, no, we're not cooking it today. We're not cooking it today and everything, but it's snowing and that. It worked, cause trust me, it worked.
I love the idea of the story about in 1626 you're bringing up freezer. And Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's
has been around since.
It's been around.
Morrison's, we found out, has been around since 18 something.
Yep.
So Sainsbury's must have been around for ages.
Not since 1626.
Well, I'm joking. It probably hasn't.
The oldest houses that we know about are on one of those islets around Scotland, and they're older than the pyramids. And they're underground. But they had like a fridge freezer part of their house, which was like a slab of concrete that would get that cold. They could put the meat on it and preserve it.
Mm.
Uh-huh. So I don't believe that Sir Francis actually invented this. I think it's one of them Christopher Columbus moments where he's like, no, I invented it. I invented it.
Yeah. I hear
you. Do you know what? Yeah, Sainsbury's 1869. I actually knew that, you know. I don't know why I knew that.
Oh, it's Sainsbury's 1869.
Yeah, I knew that. I swear they got it on the billboard with it, like right next to it.
No, I reckon it's.
Yeah.
I've seen those numbers. Those numbers.
You're thinking of
your pin number? What is that?
I know, isn't it?
Or Cronenberg. Cronenberg,
1664.
Yeah, that's not.
Maybe. Or no, maybe on like Tesco's Finest. You know when they want you to know how long they've been around, they'll put it on the finest stuff.
Do you know what I mean?
The peasants don't need to know how long we've been around. Do you know what I mean? But the rich people, we've got experience.
Why do rich people only care about like old money and like old businesses? You know what I mean? Like, do you know if like new money moves in?
No, but it's trustworthy, isn't it? It's trustworthy, isn't it?
They go to Sainsbury's and go, oh, well, you know, I would buy that wine, but this wine's 1,000 years old.
But it's trustworthy. If you really think if a business or something's been around for the longest time, it's their last, isn't it?
But then I would trust you to drive me to the cinema over my nan who's like 100.
I hear that.
Yeah, it doesn't work the same with taxi firms. We've got the same taxi driver we've had for the last 7 years.
He's been around since 1869.
We actually exhumed him. He's actually dead, but he was so good when he was alive. We just couldn't let him go. So he's going to be picking you up right in the front, in the same place, yeah, love. Right outside the Sainsbury's.
On that note, I think we should spin another track, and then straight after we have.
I think he's warming up next door.
Warming,
warms
he's
it.
He's bringing some exclusive heat.
Amazing.
Oh, Aaron Unknown will be in the studio with us talking music.
Will indeed. It's FUBAR Radio.
Strikes your neck. this one's going to your spine. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. Yeah, something like that. Right for the rhythm with the life track. Hope for the kicks, never in a high hat. Nah, but the bass to leave your face flat. Big night tracks and Aver X track. TN stamp on my kicks and hat. DJ Stevie mixing the track. And the ravers, they just skank, they don't clap. When they make a sound of something like brat. Something like boom, something like brat. Me not watch space, me not really into that. For the old school G's, man, I'm taking it back. Garage is back, Ray David is back.
Grinder, did you really do that?
Yeah, of course.
But what, didn't everyone bring it back?
Well, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. Did I lick that chair?
Yeah, something like that.
Did I lips to the lips?
Yeah, something like that.
Did I lick out the pool?
No, nothing like that.
Did I bust on a mic?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it house music?
No, nothing like that.
Is it MC Gray?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it DJ Beat?
Yeah, something like that.
108.9.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. That no sound like this. Gonna get high like a satellite dish. No other guy can battle our click. Cause corrupt FM are wicked and crazy. Ricky, this is this, and this, and kicking this. Ridiculous with fitness, get able chicks of this.
Gwenda, you're kidding this.
Yeah. Corrupt FM are wicked and crazy. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Nothing like that. Something like that. Something like that. 108.9. Straight to your brass glass spine, yeah. Part-time MC, full-time criminal.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Beats alongside the MC Grinder.
Favourite MC.
Straight from the slums of Brentford.
FUBAR Radio.
By the hundreds, the camera.
This is an absolute fucking stomper, to be fair. This is Black Girl Soldier by Jamila Woods. Black with no vowel or no C, and girl with no vowel.
Either. She's excellent.
She's amazing. That was I love the production on that. I love the title. You know.
Speaking of excellence, there was what I would say. Someone excelled at Twitter, basically, in the last week. I don't know if you've ever heard of Tex Sinatra.
No.
So he's associated with, like, Hardy Caprio, Tex Sinatra, Still Shady. They're all, like, together. I don't know if they are a musical collective, but they make a lot of music together.
They definitely should be, because it's all got that kind of Italian vibe to it, hasn't it? Caprio, Sinatra.
Yeah.
It's very kind of...
Mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Tex Sinatra is also a rapper.
Right.
But he's very well known for just being funny on Twitter, basically. He's a very funny guy. And... I think it was last week or the week before, he sent a tweet out saying, "Told my mum I've done a collaboration with Stormzy."
Oh, I did see this.
"So she'll take this. So she'll take my rap game more seriously."
Yeah,
so she'll take my rap more seriously.
There. Yeah.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
No, proving, trying to prove yourself to your parents first, trying to let your parents know that this is a worthwhile venture.
It's a job, it's not a hobby.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. So, it's a vocation. Fuck a job, it's a vocation. It's your calling.
Exactly. So he sent out that tweet. And then it did the rounds on social media. Then Stormzy saw it, just tweeting like LMAO or something very simple. A few days later, he then tweeted again, just saying, "Actually, fuck it, send me something.
Yeah,
I'm gonna jump in your DMs."
Yeah,
hooking up. So Stormzy is now making a track with Tex Sinatra.
Yeah,
if that isn't genius, then I don't know what is.
That's a fairy tale. That's a fairy tale. You know what I mean? That's a rap fairy tale. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? It's fair, to be fair. Stormzy has also. Everyone's gonna know who I am. I'm gonna make a song with Skepta.
Yeah,
and
this
then
is
whatever.
True.
So knowing how that feels.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Speak or tweet it into existence.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's it. So like, it's only fair that someone like Stormzy will see that and think, you know what?
I was there one
That's
time.
That's it.
I was Tex Sinatra one
time. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's not stopped Tex Sinatra trying it.
Who's he gone for now?
Yesterday. yesterday, he tweeted Georgia Smith saying, "I've told my mum about you."
What did he say? Yeah, and I'm marrying Georgia Smith as well, mum. So I'm not gay.
This is my rap.
Has she replied at all?
She hasn't, but she has to reply to that.
Yeah, you've got
pressure. Now I wouldn't. Because the pressure.
That's true. This is something completely different.
No, but not because of the pressure, but to jump in on like that comical. Do you know what I mean? It'd be great promotion. She's got loads of new music out at the moment as well.
I mean, the only reason that I would jump on it is if I say, you know what, I'm jumping in that same Stormzy track to make sure I get benefits of it.
That's true.
Rather than you getting two benefits for the price of
this
one.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
And when we say he told his mum about, what do you mean he told his mum about? Do you mean to make a tune of it or
no?
She may not reply to
I was going
to
say
but what I'm saying it like because it's funny, he's just said, "I've told my mum about you."
Yeah that's true.
It ain't harassing in any way. It's a light hearted joke. But if I was her, this is a perfect opportunity to jump on that tweet's doing the round. She could make a whole new fan base off. If she tweets back, then you know the same people, Complex, GRM, The Mail or whatever those shitty online ones are as well, like The Mirror, that kind of shit. They would do an article, being like, "Georgia Smith replied." People are going to see that and go,
"That's
oh,
true.
Who's Georgia Smith?"
This is true.
She's nine.
So,
and one, it's a way for her to meet, and two, it's just joke.
It is jokes. I suppose someone can do it one more time before people start to think, is Tex Sinatra actually like signed to a major label and they're trying to make this thing seem organic?
He'll do it with everything. He'll
Drake
be like,
next
tweeting like Barrett Holmes, like, "I've told my mum about you lot." Mercedes, "Hey, guess what my mum said?"
Everything in life. Oh, well, I've already told my mum.
Insane for
you. If you don't make it happen, then
trying to walk out of Sainsbury's with his tray. You paid for that. No, but I've already told my mum.
Look, I've written down the whole shopping list and sent it to my mum already. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
I'd love to put it back. I'd love to put this frozen chicken back, but I've already told Sir Francis Bacon.
But, Yeah, I don't know. I think he's going the right way about doing things, Ted Sinatra. I think shoot we should shot. Try this more
shoot
often.
Shoot your shot, man. At the end of the day, shoot your shot. You're absolutely right. It's like, you know, when I commented on you know, when I asked the intentions of his tweet about Georgia Smith, I suppose it was just in response to the really kind of disturbing news that we keep getting about sexual. Every day somebody is getting accused, it's and it's really, really disturbing. So I suppose you've just got to be like very careful. Nowadays, it's about trying to establish what constitutes sexual harassment now.
Sure. And I feel that joke, that obviously making a joke about something like that is stepping a very
it's fine a joke l- yeah. it's a joke but it's that like, there it's not, not like I told my mum that you know about I your... did it anal with ya it's like yeah. I told my mum that I'm gonna marry ya
you
know
yeah, yeah,
not
you
even
that
he just said I told my
good boy.
He just put I told my mum about you
yeah exactly that's just like oh I want you to be my girlfriend kind
of
thing.
You know what I mean, like, you're beautiful.
I don't know whose mum you're going to saying I told my mum I did anal with you.
Do you never tell your mum when you do anal?
Never.
I thought you were meant to.
Never.
No wonder she never answers my texts. Fucking hell.
There have been some relationships, though, that have started via Twitter.
I'm fucking say via anal.
It must have been, didn't it? I've damaged it now. I might as well keep it. No one else is going to want this arsehole.
I don't know how it starts with anal. We have kissing. Well, we maybe not. We have that.
Some people start with anal.
I got told I was a good kisser this week.
Brilliant.
What?
In it.
Hey, Joe. If you know about Reese has been shook for weeks that he's a shit kisser and he's been lipsing all these girls and they've all been telling him he's bad and he's been getting really self-conscious, but he finally got told that he was a good... But pray tell, who by?
Or maybe, do you want to name her?
Not name them, but maybe describe them. so that we know that they, you know, can open their mouth or something, you know what I mean?
They... I was going to make a joke then, but it's probably too inappropriate to make on anywhere in public.
Check with me before you say it.
I'm going to wait till we're off air. No, she's absolutely sound in all. She's not.
Well, she doesn't have like a top lip and no bottom lip.
No,
or no tongue.
No, she has two lips, unlike me.
And a tongue.
He's just half a bottom one.
Well, in a few weeks' time, a kissing expert is coming into the show to train Reese in the art of kissing.
Is
and see
it?
Yeah, but I'm worried that she's a prostitute and I don't want to kiss a prostitute. Like, my mum's already disappointed in everything I've ever done in life. If I start lipsing hookers now...
To clarify what we mean, because that sounds weird, on her email subject, what do you call it, signature, it does say sex worker.
Yeah.
But you know, that's, if you don't know about sex, you know about kissing is part of sex for most people.
Technically, I'm a sex worker. I put in work when I'm sexing. I shift, you know.
Well, exactly.
I clock out when I finish having sex. I actually stick a card into a contraption on the wall.
See how long you went for.
See if we can get some overtime going on or something.
I'm looking at
Christmas is coming out, you know what it was. I'm trying to do that temp job at Royal Mail.
I'm looking at how have I checked out before I checked in?
Right. But you see the same thing you're saying about girls say you're afraid that you're a bad kisser. That's the same thing that listen, I was with a girl when I was 12 and I never kissed her for 7 months.
Give it, you were 12, I'm 25.
Definitely, but I never kissed her for 7 months. I thought, yeah, but if I kiss her, I'm a terrible kisser, blah, blah, blah. I kissed her once, then she dumped me after that. But she never dumped me because I kissed her once. She dumped me before, I never kissed her, then she dumped me after, because I never kissed her again. I was still shocked.
Oh,
you know what I'm trying to say? But that is a fear in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Lipsing is daunting. Lipsing is definitely daunting.
It's like that and like, having sex and everything, you have to worry. Because no one tells you that you've done a great job. Blah, blah, blah.
The mirror tells me every time after. Hey, you did a good job, boss.
I think you can tell someone if it's been a good kiss. I mean, it can be like that was good.
No, I would like to be told.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the person after whatever. Like,
see what they're doing. Ringing their eyebrows out.
To see that I've done great and everything.
What, you just stare at them and go.
I look at them and I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm trying to say, but like kissing wise and everything. Blah blah blah. So I suppose you know you're good at it if it goes further.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm trying to say.
If it doesn't end in the first 3 seconds,
but unless you're like out kissing on the outside, then it's probably not going to go further. Well, it might do. You can have outdoor sex.
It might. You might be like, say for instance, you've pulled. Say for instance, you're in a club and you've pulled and you're out on the road, whatever. And then if you get do you want to go back to mine? Then you know you've done it.
Yeah, it's true. Good ass kissing.
Just on the subject of kissing, when I was in the lift earlier in this building.
Mm-hmm.
These two people got in the lift with me. And I'm thinking they're probably working one of the offices in the building. Mm-hmm. They just started lip. As soon as
you're
the lift door
lying.
Shut, just
that
started lipsing.
In front with you in the lift.
With me in the lift. But there was only Sam
Two. Do you know what? It's small and it's got mirrors everywhere.
And,
as well.
And do you know what the worst thing was?
They were everywhere. They were everywhere.
It wasn't like they just started like. Just lips in. Yeah. He was doing stuff like, oh, stole a kiss, and she was like, don't think I won't give it you back.
It's a cringeworthy romantic.
And I'm still there, moon in my mouth.
I would have said, awkward.
Man, the lift door would have opened the fourth floor, and just bare vomit would have just poured out. And then I would have been like, sorry about that, guys. Just bare vomit. You wouldn't even see me when the lift door opened, just vomit, come out first.
I did that classic British thing where I didn't say anything until the lift doors opened, and I walked out and went, you two are fucking disgusting. So I didn't look back, I just said it as I walked off.
Standard.
What sort of age were they?
I know, early 30s.
No, don't
they might be
that.
Having an affair, fam.
Yeah, okay.
They might be having a workplace affair. Think about it. Wait until the lift door
now
shuts.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, no secret now, I know, because I'm going to be going around every office finding out who it is.
Yeah, for real.
Well, maybe they're into that thing of, you know, people watching whilst they're kissing.
Yeah, yeah.
You mean dogging?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
is that what it's called, yeah?
That thing, yeah.
Is that what it's called, yeah? How do you know this information?
I know. Well, you don't know about, like dogging is, like, fucking huge.
Go on.
You know, it's just there's communities, yeah. Sort of that have been built from it, you know.
Yeah,
do you know what it is?
What that when people like to watch other people to watch,
yeah,
from
public
yeah,
places,
yeah,
especially.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know
I had a title, I didn't know I had a word.
Oh,
title,
right, yeah, dogging, that's what it is, yeah.
But well, you don't have inside dogging, do you?
No, but
well,
if you listened to last week's show, you would have known all about dogging,
yeah, yeah.
Ah,
well, I don't think you can do dogging in a lift,
no, that would just be called.
I reckon you can. In the, what's that building called in the city where the lifts are kind of outside? You can see people in the lifts even when it's outside.
Yeah.
Do a bit of dogging in there,
sure.
On the square mile. Just while you're heading out to my job in the financial sector, just like fucking in public as well, my lunch break.
Not? Okay.
What's that building called though? Is it the NatWest building? It's named after a bank, isn't it?
I don't know. BT Tower? No, I don't know.
Yeah,
no?
That's the one.
That's
yeah, that
you know that bank called BT?
The bank of BT.
the one that also do phone lines.
So, what is it? The HSBC building? I don't know. Well, I don't know which bank.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Barclays. I've run out of banks. I don't know.
Dogs are proper getting idlers when it comes to your sex stuff, don't it? Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point, you know.
Like, how good do you think you are that you need other people to... Oi, come look what I can do.
Yeah.
You man can't do this. Look at this new trick around the world.
I bet even your parents have never done this before.
My parents have never done anything like that before. Just throw that out there.
Sure. So let's go to a song and then we'll get around the name. But we're going to go to your one, Joe, if you'd like to introduce it.
Yeah, this is my new one, Maharani, the tequila remix.
My Spanish girl plays tequila. Nice tequila, si señorita. What's that only? I'm overseas. I'm in Beverly Hills. I might phone Janita with my Spanish girl.
My Asian girl, my Maharani. Call her babe, I never call her darling. She's Punjabi, so she got the sauce. With a side of cholle, might mix the darling. More than wifey, that's how it should be. Time to time, she might act a kutti. But she knows that man's from the hood. So I just bend her over, show her how the hood be. And she knows that I got a man sex drive. So she ready when I'm ready for her next ride. The next ride I'ma get will be Japanese. I'm tryna get a brand new CX-5. That's a Mazda, she don't have to. Drive mine, now she got her own ride. She make her own beat, she got her own life. They get my music money, she got her own vibe. With my Asian girl, my Maharani. She's Punjabi, love that panani. Got me one who can switch it up. Sometimes rice and peas, sometimes onion bhaji. With my Asian girl, my Maharani. Stays at home, she don't like to party. She ain't boring, vibesy as fuck. Ask if she loves me, she tells me hanji. This might leave a couple girls frowning. But you know, say I love me a browning. And get a girl from the end stove. Got me a low key out of town ting. Little down ting. And she down with what a man tryna do, never doubting. Don't get me wrong, no one ain't perfect. She still makes more hills into mountains. She'll be cooking up a meal while she's shouting. That I ain't done the washing up and she's counting. How many times did she ask me to clean the counter? Then I tap her on her ass, now she's pouting. Won't lie, she can be a little diva. Hot tings, but she's always got a fever. An investment, got my best interest. Put a ring on it, she's a keeper. With my Asian girl, my Maharani. She's Punjabi, love that panani. Got me one who can switch it up. Sometimes rice and peas, sometimes onion bhaji. With my Asian girl, my Maharani. Stays at home, she don't like to party. She ain't boring, vibesy as fuck. Ask if
She loves me and she tells me Hanji. And she knows that I've got a mad six drive. So she ready when I'm ready for her next ride. The next ride I'ma get will be Japanese. I'm tryna get a brand new CX-5. That's a Mazda, she don't have to drive mine, now she got her own ride. She make her own beat, she got her own life. To get my music money, she got her own vibe. With my Asian girl, my Maharani. She's Punjabi, love that Panani. Got me one who can switch it up. Sometimes rice and beef, sometimes onion bhaji. With my Asian girl, my Maharani. Stays at home, she don't like to party. She ain't boring, vibes here as fuck. Ask if she loves me, she tells me Hanji.
Screens have just gone off temporarily. Whoa, that was Maharani, the tequila remix. Jeez. By our special guest co-host Joe Grind, who joins us in the building right now. And we're also saying hello to a special guest, Aaron Unknown. What's going on, bro?
Hello, hello.
We always give our guests a kind of spirited welcome.
Love that.
How far have you come? As in not life. Not in yeah.
you mean today?
It looks like you're 1 day old. No, yeah. Where have you come from?
Today.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I was actually just at a vegan cooking class.
Okay.
Which is
how do you cook vegans? Is it the same as
Reese?
You guys, give that man a ding. Oh, yeah. So are you a vegan convert, or have you always been vegan?
Well, I was actually raised vegan till like 11.
Fair.
And then, well, sorry, pescatarian, should I say, but no dairy or nothing. Mm-hmm. So, and then obviously discovered fried chicken at high school. Never looked back.
Me neither.
Yeah. And then obviously just more recently, due to reasons, like loads of reasons that it would take way too long to go into now, but loads of reasons have just made me recently switch to vegan. Because, yeah, man, I don't agree with like the whole industry side of it as well.
Okay.
But that's again another political story.
Yeah. So no, I hear that. But we're here to talk about also, your music.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Music.
You've tell us your story, you know. For a lot of people, you're unknown by name as well as nature.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I keep myself a bit low key. Obviously through I work in the fashion industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
And through doing what I do, I kinda have to be active, like in the network of that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, in terms of like my personal life, I just keep it to myself.
Yeah.
But obviously I've come from, I suppose, say a very normal background.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in Croydon, so obviously the influence of music around that, it was very, very high.
Yeah.
Like, from my generation anyway. So inspirations were just like walking up and down the street.
Of course.
Every day, like, and you're just like, rah, this is mad.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
I never, in fact, for me, it was more of a production thing. So music for me, I really got into like composing and like jazz and stuff like that from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And then got more into the poetry side in school. So instead of doing work, I was just sitting in the back of the class, like, you know when you put the headphone up the sleeve?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Just writing bars to Nutty Violin and all them ones.
Yes. Big up Screwfizzer.
Yeah, big up Screwfizzer, exactly.
That's a legendary instrumental.
I didn't even know that was obviously because he...
He's known as an MC
exactly.
now.
I rate him for both, to be honest. He's decent. But man. And now, obviously, from that, it just came a thing where, again, I even kept that to myself. So through music, again, I've only been releasing stuff for like the last 2 years, and that's only again just been like freestyles, and like online and stuff. So to now come from that to say, I just sort of 2-3 months ago started my own label.
Nice.
And I'm pushing out my own stuff through that now. So I dropped my first single, which you're going to hear in a minute.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
And I'm going to play a freestyle as well, which is going to be off my EP, debut EP, which is coming out. Don't have a release date, but end of this month, start of next month.
You've literally answered every other question I was going to ask you, so you can go now, mate.
have a good evening.
What's the EP called?
Two Sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you shed light on the whole unknown thing?
Because
he told
that's
us
a
about
very
the
good
acronym.
Question, Reece. Right, yeah. So it's an acronym, Under New Knowledge, Now Overcoming World Negativity.
Strong.
Which, that was manifested so randomly just in SBTV headquarters. Big up Jamal Edwards and Isaac,
who's also there's a lot of acronym sort of wordplay done in SBTV.
Share, build, teach vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is what I'm saying. So that's where the idea came from. Jamal was like, this could be like something bigger. And then we just sort of sat down and spoke about it.
But strong.
For now, it's just like a case of now stepping back. And obviously, I've been ghosting for a while. Just sort of stripping myself back to myself. So this EP is going to be very different to what anyone's ever heard from me, should I say. Not obviously music is music, but like, yeah, it's a new side of, that's why I'm saying it's two sides of everything, two sides of who I am as a person, because it's showing the different sides of what I do as well, emotionally, everything. Like,
I'm not into sort of astrology, but are you perchance a Gemini?
No,
you're not. I'm Aquarius. Cool. Oh, fair play. No, because you know they say Geminis are famous for having the two sides to them, or being two faced.
Can
as
I just
people
pause
call
you to
me
nudge it sometimes? Second, can I just pause you to nudge the Aquarius crew?
Okay, fair play. Shout out the Aquarius man.
How do you find it being a model, obviously just a face normally, and then a rapper, which is mainly just a voice. You know what I mean? How do you find that? Is that weird to work with?
Yeah, it's been amazing working out the balance of that, and it's been like an amazing journey. And again, that's been my main mental frustration. It hasn't actually been an issue because the two industries have merged so much, but like in terms of my, what was my thoughts of it, I was like always nervous about merging them. And now more recently, that's obviously what I'm doing, and it's just it's nice now to be able to be working with brands saying giving my voice as well.
Was it hard to make this connection with the brands? Because do you know, when I look at like Skepta, for example, all these fashion labels love him now and whatever. There's other, obviously American artists have had their foot in the door of the fashion industry for quite a while. Definitely.
Energy.
But do you know, I find with the fashion industry, I've worked in the fashion industry nearly 7 years. Do you find that like, at first when they were like, oh you a rapper as well?
Yeah.
Because a very patronising mention. Right. So despite the fact that they're chucking all this stuff,
this is
at these other
again,
rappers.
I just said
like,
I kept it to myself. So I'd never expose that. So I've waited until obviously certain things have happened. Now obviously my agents will obviously portray me as a musician as well, which is as talent, which is nice. So the clients now already know that.
Yeah.
And then they've seen the evidence if they want to. So like, they can actually take it a bit more seriously. That's why I'm so happy I'm releasing this project, in terms of just showing everyone like, this is actually what I'm about. So then there won't even be any more questions, and there won't be that exactly. They're like a walk in and like, yeah, my name's Aaron Unknown. Like, not just say, yeah, like I do music. And do you know what I mean?
You rap, do you?
I'll do spit us a little rap, then, will ya? Like, no, we're on the catwalk right now.
No, but then again, that's where it goes back into that two sides. But obviously, I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna wait and see if it happens. But I've got a vision of what I want to accomplish within the next few months.
I feel
within
like
the fashion industry.
I feel like the fashion industry also is, because obviously there's the stigma of you know, like models being bitchy and being like hating on each other. But for male models, we've worked together plenty of times.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've known the same group of people.
Big up Reese, by the way. This is
Black
Family.
Shout out Reese, yeah.
Like, he's not here. Shout out Reese, man. He's a cool brother, that Reese, you know. I swear down. Where is he?
But the thing is, do you know all the models? Have you not found that they're actually very encouraging? Like, you do your, like, people, male models especially, don't just want to be models. Right. They actually want to do something else. They've all got a dream. They just happen to become a model.
I love that you brought this up, man, because actually the most energy I've ever had musically, which has kept me going, in terms of like, before I even had an SB, like if you remember like random castings in Paris, it's all raining and that, like, everyone's feeling down, and then we all just get in a circle, like little smoke on the go,
and
like spit a bar, and then everyone's like, oh, and the energy that I've actually got from that has been more than like a lot of things. So that's the thing. I feel like once you're kind of in that field and you've got a job that gives you so much mental freedom in terms of time, you end up just becoming sort of creative in a way.
It like, forces everyone to be
you
creative.
Have to have some kind of release on the side, so everyone kind of goes and does their
so
own thing.
So a lot of models who weren't necessarily creative before have joined the industry, have had that much spare time that they've exactly. even they'll even go into like castings, but something it's still creative, it's still a creative industry, but they just find themselves becoming creative from being around there. So
just randomly pull out a thing, start drawing or something, and you're like, actually, you're right up. Or someone looks over and they're like, that looks sick or something, and then you're like, okay, maybe
yeah.
And then become an artist or something. That's how things organically happen as well. And I just think, yeah, it's that's a blessing in itself to be able to say.
Well, should we get into one of your songs real quick?
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is my my debut single, which I released about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just wanted to spin that and see what people think.
To release my attention, I write these bars. In school, could have made A stars. I was in the back row, chilling, emotions spilling, and music, I made my mark. But you see, as a kid, you ever had a good start? Couple events sent twists in my mind, and suddenly changed my path. Mind of a man, and I switched up fast. See, all of my interests, they involve interest. Counting and watching it double up fast, and I felt the shift. Notice my vision decrypt from highlighted to the dark. But you see, in school, I was in the A class. Dreaming about whipping in the A class. They say time is money, and I notice a couple man spending time behind bars, and I had the chance. Could have played follow the leader and started whipping A class, but thanks to my Marge, she's the light at the end of the tunnel with an angel grasp, and it kept me alive through the times when I didn't have no love left in my heart. Open my mind in the nick of time and realize that my purpose was from the start. You see, I could easily live on an island with just a plantation of weed. Me and my balanced empress, coconut water, rice for the peas. You see, my generation has been pushing a box, but I think it's time we release. Cause in this life we are the creators, manifestations of what we believe. So why is it every day we're exhausted? Cause we gotta fight some type of disease. They know energy is our currency and we give more time to receive. I spent time analysing the streets, the majority suffering's what you perceive. But just believe in yourself and you must succeed what you're aspiring to achieve. Let me educate them all. They thought unknown wasn't capable, but then I came through renewing my energy. My lyrics are biodegradable. The ball they predicted that I couldn't manage. I came through and done damage like an ego that is inflatable. Lyrical content unmistakable. See, this unique flow's revelation. No one gonna break the wall of social barriers. Many unhappy and afraid to talk. And I know some hope that I take a fall back to my old boss like a labor mule. But that ain't gonna happen because I'm pursuing my passion. Gonna carry on rapping till I take it all. See, the power's in my hands, manifesting the plans. Energy's down, so let me raise the full. See, I'm coming with positive bars. Forever hoping people might feel it. If I spat these views in a fire in a booth, then I hope that Charlie might wheel it. I swear I love this music, I need it. The only thing that's keeping me breathing. If 1 year ago I'd have said that I'd done music, no one person would believe it. Because these people, they judge from a visual perspective, not as deep as the meaning. And I don't wanna hear your opinion, keep it. See, I've analysed and now recognize it's magnetized to me for a reason. The truth's deep within me, so I preach it. Lyrical content's on the top of the trends, like the stores at the launch of the season. But see, this life's mangled. Try get a looking from my angles. Recently I've noticed the freezer keys, and now man, I'm studying triangles, and my instinct shows me the right angles. Tripping it back to the base. The history's manipulated. Cause there's only one truth and a million lies. Yeah, it's a right shambles. I started to go off track. Had a break. Now I'm back to pursuing the one thing that I pour passion into. In a booth, I'm releasing the factual. Last year I burnt so many bridges. Many bridges that I'll never build back. But now I finally trust in my instinct. Time to accept what it is and relax. Cause every situation has a choice. Choose to respond rather than react. And I constantly dance in the light, avoiding the shadows where demons wait to attack. See, I'm all for a little dance with the devil. Long as I leave the dance floor with my vision intact. Therefore the unity of the people is the only reason I want a platinum plaque. So please don't ever try to say that you've sussed me out. Cause you've seen me pose for a snap. Cause that's only half of the picture. The other half is unknown to release on a track. And as I witness a cannon go flash, it's like one headshot, that's a wrap. But I'm talking 32 gig, not 32 teeth. As I'm loading the shots to the Mac, and my mind's now focused, I cut out the crap. And yes, of course I was praying for Paris, but also praying for the innocents losing their lives every day in Iraq. What about Ukraine? What about Syria? What about Lebanon? What about Africa? And I'm sorry if I left any other names out, but it's fucked all over the map. See, I can name places suffering terrorism daily that won't ever get a hashtag. I can see ladies evacuating with babies, knowing they can never turn back on a place that they once called home. Heartbroken, lost and alone, but this old dream still reside in a place that can hide as long as it can afford the taxes. Life is a trap. This life is a trap. This life is a trap. Under new knowledge, now overcoming world negativity. Big up every single person.
Slow.
Stone, our current guest in the studio, alongside Joe Grind, who's our current guest co-host. Beautiful, dark, very, very introspective. It's what I expected it to be from a Croydon native. It sounds like Croydon.
I hear that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever been to Croydon in the daytime. I don't know. whenever I think about Croydon, I can always visualize it in the night.
Well, like night. Okay. Yeah. What, going out and that.
Yeah. Just street lights and okay, just nighttime. Yeah. I always visualize. I think my first ever gig was in Croydon, Black Sheep Bar.
Swear. Mm-hmm. I was a regular on a Thursday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thursday
and a Saturday.
I think it was a hip hop night. It was a hip hop night back in the day. And there was this guy there. He's meant to be like quite famous in the area. Black guy, maybe in his 50s, and he's got a long leather coat, and he just comes in and he dances.
Has he got shaved head?
I think at the time he had a bit of a boxy Andy Peters type high top. You remember Andy Peters had that?
And he always used to have the sunglasses.
Yeah, that guy.
And he'd come with his own speaker and just be skanking. Yeah, man, he's a G.
Yeah, men came to rave with speakers.
And his secret, his special move was the high kick, innit? One of them ones.
Yes,
that's a secret move.
Trust me, this guy was definitely. He's like Croydon's.
Do we know
Croydon's
what his name is? Because I'd like to get him on the show.
His name,
we need to get him on the show.
I forget his name.
Oh, if you find out, please let me know.
Because I used to go and like chat to him.
He's known.
Be like, he's a bit.
Get him in it.
He's known in Croydon. Absolutely. But you're going to hit us with a little freestyle now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Sick.
Ooh, yeah. Big up. Sorry, wait. Can we bring that one back? I just need to big up Ezra on the beat. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, no, big up Ezra on the beat. My boy, Choice is a big tune. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Big up Fubar, thank you for having me. Yo. They said the sky's the limit, I was stuck in a trap. Now they're testing the sky's limits with these luxury flats. That's 300,000 for one bedroom. Never mind the mortgage, or stressing for red bottoms and them luxury hats, but lacking strength. My mental state was under attack, constantly thinking all I needed was some bud to relax. As I'm overpacking the Rizzler, flick on a bit of Sizzler as I contemplate this planet's economic collapse. You see, we grew up in a place, brothers judging brothers by numbers that's on their plates. Designers if their jacket and gold is stuck to their face. I see it's such a disgrace. We flick on the TV to see that it's fucked in the States. This police brutality has become normality. My brother's getting shot down just cause of their race. I swear it's fuck man, we need it to change. I swear it's fuck man, we need it to change. I swear it's fuck man, we need it to change. I'm awake, the question is are you? Three eyes staring, some are gazing back with two. But now it's time to make a move. Focus on opening your heart to love, not material that's pursued. And I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for you. So I ain't talking violence or weapons that I shoot. I've got my knowledge on my tongue and that's my weapon in the booth. It's ironic, in college I wasn't settled as a youth. And see, I felt the devil medal but never letting him through. And I'm a free man acting on decisions that I choose. Was in tune, connected, used to get neglected. Now I get respected, cause back then I wouldn't settle for the fruit. So I don't like slacking, and I don't really like working either. So I had to find the right balance. And yeah, I like rapping, this is my passion. Yeah, I'm high fashion, lacing most elegant of design patterns. But if you close your eyes, then you need to understand that it's my lyrics and energies that define talent. I like to keep divine loving them aside. So if you're coming with that negative energy, then I might vanish, vacate for days as I blaze apes and praise. This love I've had for writing ever since the first page. And now it may take the place of this face-aching wage. But I'll smile with my heart and soul both in the same place. You see, it's taken me to places, socialize with the faces that ever inspired me to wanna hit the main stage. Now I gotta keep going, lying heart in my poems, remembering why I started writing in the first place. See, it was just to pass the time and a lesson. I never knew I'd sparked off the highest of my blessings. See, as this passion grew and under knowledge just knew, I could sigh relief, releasing my stresses through my expressions. But yo, you see I'm longing for the sun, but I face the rain. Remember when my stomach ached for days, I had to switch the position. Now the mission is to erase the pain. I'm hoping globally I make a change, but change starts from within. I've been going through a major stage, and some may say that's a major change, but I don't listen to that. Under new knowledge, this is real rap, and I'm bringing it back. No facade, only spitting the facts.
Hey. Times to perfection, to blood cleat.
I was
literally
a little bit. Yeah,
times to perfection. That was brilliant, man.
That was incredible, man.
Yes.
Thank you. Very, very insightful. You can see, you know, the consciousness shines through.
I'm just going to give that one another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What's next for Aaron Unknown, man? What does the rest of 2017 and 2018 hold for you?
My EP is obviously coming, and in fact, I've got a couple collaborations in the pipeline for after that.
Yeah,
which I'm not going to announce.
Yeah, no,
it's all like a family thing, so it's going to be nice.
Sometimes it can be detrimental to let people know names as well, and then by some cruel twist of fate, it don't happen.
Exactly,
you end up looking like you mugged yourself off, innit?
Yeah. No, things are looking good, and I just need to get performing, man.
Like, yeah, I was going
to
say, live-wise.
I feel it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I had to tone it down, because I clocked the first half of that, I was almost shouting, and then I heard it coming back, and I was just like...
That's all good. Well, you're in the capable hands of our engineers.
Performing, like, actively, just to... Yeah,
venting. I was asking our special guest co-host, Joe Grind, earlier on, like, what... aspect of being an MC he prefers, recording or performing, and I'll put the same question to you.
Freedom definitely comes in the studio for sure. Fair. But for me, in terms of like the actual physical release, is like obviously getting that, because it's an exchange, isn't it? The more you give on stage, the more you get back.
Instant gratification.
It's like, and I just love, there's nothing beats that for me. Like, that feeling is like, I literally feel, even just now.
Feel the power.
It's like tingles, man. I'm not even joking. It's like, I can't describe it. And then that's that same feeling that I get when I get inspired to write a lyric.
Yeah.
So it's all connected. Like, I can't even describe it. It's a weird feeling, but it's beautiful, man.
Again, like, thank you so much for spending some time with us, coming through, dropping a freestyle. Where can people find Aaron Unknown? Make it known.
Yeah, on Instagram at Aaron Unknown, Twitter the same. But in terms of YouTube, I'm going to be releasing a lot more visual content. So for the next, I'd say like 6 months, look out for the visuals from my EP. They're just going to be flinging out one by one. Obviously getting back active, because like I said, I've just been hiding away, but... Yeah, it's time. I'm ready. So yeah, just
perfect time as well. You stopped ghosting that around Halloween. You know what I mean?
That was a good one. Where's the ding?
The irony wasn't lost on me. I just wanted to say the irony's never ever lost on me. Mate, thank you so much once again for coming through, man. Round of applause for Aaron Unknown. And we'll continue to support all your new music when it comes, man. Hopefully it comes thick and fast, bro. Let's get into another song. We've got 17 minutes left by my estimation, and Callum McSwiggan is up next. I presume I'm going to test Natalie again. What's the name of his guest, Nat, off the top of your head? She didn't know it.
David Olshantetsky. That's probably not how you say his surname. I'm giving it my best shot.
Yes, okay? Good. Good effort. Okay. Let's get into a song, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show for the last 15 minutes.
Baby, you should talk to the door. Straight aces, no patience. Plus some old favors. Great acres, different places, it's so spacious. So cold, but so magic. Old tragic, blood bones, I hold sadness. The worth of another man's soul, I'm no balance. Tipping on the scales of hell, I sold balance. Shine from your valley, polished cherries, stay hanging from a blind alley.
A blind alley's never shown me to your tree of life. Pay the price, you could pick the fruit if you share a slice.
Planting my seeds in the garden of Eden. Your deep breathing evoked the feeling of true meaning.
Wait, true meaning, won't you see it? I've been looking for the recipe. Rest in peace to your green valleys that sets me free.
wrote to God and received a response. Have you ever felt like Christianity was a con? I'm a beast of the night, the sound of angels when they cry. I'll sacrifice a lamb and teach a son how to survive. I put the stings on bees, I put the rings on Saturn. I put the zest in leaves, I designed your destiny. You know your whole life's pattern, you're still following religion. You know you're living old fashioned, my mind is deeper than you can fathom.
Softness in our hymn, soft like coming rain, soft like Broadway.
Leader, the Mr. Duke's remix featuring the Age of Luna by Alt J. Damn, that was a fucking banger.
Amazing.
You're on one today, Nat.
I'm really liking lots of music at the moment.
You're on one with your selection.
Are Age of Luna your friends?
They are indeed. That's my how friends. I know them. Shout out to Age of Luna, actually, getting on a song with Alt J, because there's like three of them, or four if you include. There's four of them, and they have a combined age of six.
What?
I'm joking. No, they're really young, though, is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
Is the point I'm trying to make is they're young as fuck, but they're amazing. They're old souls, man. You listen to their music and they do like proper boom bap hip hop, and it's all like really conscious. It's not kind of fad music. It's shit that, you know, De La Soul would be proud of.
Yeah.
A Tribe Called Quest would be proud of. And these are kids,
now you're saying,
man.
Now you're saying it, I can hear it, you know?
Trust me, they're so sick, man. Well, so shout out to Age of Luna.
Shout out to Mr. Jukes, because everything he's doing at the minute is amazing. Woo!
That Rhodes that he was, he's a Rhodes man. He's definitely a Rhodes man. I love the production on that tune. Yeah. It had a lot of sort of Tame Impala in it as well. The drums. Good tune, Nat. Yeah, like I said, your selection today, Nat.
Thank you very much.
Also, your selection and co-host's been pretty good today as well.
I've done a nice job on the very
Truth.
Nice
host.
Thank you. You're doing a brilliant job, Joe Grind.
Natalie's the plug.
Isn't it? She is, isn't it?
Natalie's the gel.
That's because she's the most electrifying woman in radio. That would be why.
There you go.
What? So she's, that's why she's a plug. That's lovely. Mm. Thank you very much.
By the way, Michael, when you do that, you have to say Ciabella as well.
Ah, yes, Ciabella.
Yes.
Ciabella.
Watched a lot of movies.
Never met an Italian person, but watched a lot of movies.
Talking about things you've done, you've got a headline show coming up.
Yeah, oh, mate.
Yes, I do.
Tell us more about that.
You know what? It's magic. So that's Wednesday, the 22nd November. So that's like, what's that, 21 days from now? Islington O2. And it's funny because.
So it's a comedy?
No, it's mad because when I first started getting this together, I never actually even wanted to do this show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was. I was speaking to my manager, speaking to my agent, they were saying, yeah, you need to do this show, blah, blah, so on. But I put on a show last year. And that show I put on last year wasn't to sell out or anything. I literally just wanted to see, I wonder how many people I can get in to come to see me perform and everything. And I also wanted to do to find out what songs will be greatest performing within that environment. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm used to performing in clubs a lot.
Yeah.
You're not gonna perform the same songs in what's it called, in a headline show, they're going to perform in a club. It's two different environments, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to find out, I wonder how these people take to it and everything. And then so I said, alright, cool, I'm going to do it this year, whatever. I proper wasn't looking forward to it. And then one day I started listening to all the songs I put out this year and last year, and I said, you know what, this is bigger than me, you know that? Like, it's like I have no other choice to do this. These people need to hear all these songs that I've been doing within the last 24 months on a stage to be able to sing them. It's like, so I can not let them go and leave them be, but Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Give them that energy.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
So yeah. Just the natural order of things, isn't it? You know what I mean? You're right. If someone's been listening to something in the comfort of their own, you know, ears, if you like, privately, they want to be able to share that experience with other people.
Do you understand?
And give you back.
Exactly.
Because you as an entertainer will be entertained as much as the crowd.
Yes, exactly.
Because you can only ever reciprocate at that gig.
And there's certain songs as well. So, for example, like Ponder Rhythm.
Yeah.
When I hear that, I will listen to it at home, it'll be on and whatever, and I'll get gapped. I want to be in an event where I can skank out, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I can really
show people all the new dance moves.
But that's my point. That's
that I've been practicing listening to it alone in my room.
That's my bigger point. Like, Ponder Rhythm, I do in the clubs all the time. Like, I do it all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? But then songs like the What I'm Looking For with 112 and blah blah, I don't do that in the club,
right.
But people still want to vibe with me to it, I have to give them that opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm trying to say? So I got that sorted out, and that I'm about to, next week I'm going to announce the supporting acts for it and everything. So
alright,
that's
cool.
Gonna be,
I'll ask you those off air because I'm very interested to see
I didn't know who at all I was going to choose for it, and then I was saying, you know, I'm leaving that to when it's, I'm supposed to see who it is, then I will see who it is. You know what I'm trying to say? And it's literally within the space of 24 hours, like a goal, that I said, yes, you, and you. So it's three people, bang, straight away. But it's like, raw, I saw them in a different light. And I said, you know what? I want to see you perform. You know what I'm trying to say? And I don't feel like I've seen you perform enough. I know you want it so much and everything. You know what? Here you are. And like, because a lot of people don't know that when people do their headline shows, furthermore, it's the artist paying for everything. They pay for the venue, they pay for the security,
it's a huge risk.
You understand what I'm trying to say? So, like, hopefully, my supporter that's will say, raw, like, this looks sick what he did, bruv. I'm investing in myself even more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's what's it called? It's great for me to see the comeback, and it's great for them to see that, rah, these things are possible. Let me take this risk.
It's a legacy, isn't it? It's a legacy. I remember my that I was lucky enough to go on a headline tour my first headline tour a few years ago, and one of the artists who was supporting me had and her artist name was Ginger and the Ragdolls, and she's actually now gone on to, she writes for like Jess Glynn, she's written for all the biggest kind of female pop stars. She used to write a lot for Melissa Steele. She's written for Little Mix, you know, and I feel like sometimes there's like not a curse attached to me, but the opposite. Like, I've done a gig one time where I was headlining this gig, and there was a little known Irish singer songwriter first act on, and that was Maverick Sabre.
Is it
before Maverick Sabre
was?
But I remember seeing him in this pub in near Bow, just guitar on a stool in this pub.
Yeah.
Went on to be Maverick Sabre. Did another gig, headlined it. There was a little known artist there, female vocalist, that went on to become Emily Sandé. So I feel like if you perform with me headlining, you're going to bust. I won't.
You're going to make him look good.
Yeah. I'll still be just at it, but you know what I mean? You're going to be sick. You're going to do very well.
If you want to blow, put Michael Payne on the bill.
Yeah, make sure you're on the same bill as me, and you will definitely leave me very far behind.
I might have to put you on the supporting act.
You should just let me headline. You should be the support act at your own gig, and just let me headline tomorrow. The day after, you go clear.
Yeah, but I'll be on the stage and change of plans. Everybody,
yeah. just get a Grammy nomination.
On a more serious note, how difficult is it putting together a headline show, something like this? Because you're saying you have to invest. Obviously, you've got management and whatever behind you, but for you personally, how stressful is it, and how much do you actually have to put in yourself?
Do you know what? I don't know about the whole difficulty, because I'm just having fun promoting it. So, like, everything I do is fun. But it is still a mindfuck, innit? Because in the end, you think to yourself, right, what about if you don't sell enough and blah, 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 whatever. So my tickets are going, like, thank God, my tickets are selling really, really well. Good. You know what I'm trying to say? But before all of that, you don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, as much people have come to you now, next time, like, after this, I'm going to do a bigger venue.
Absolutely.
And then the mindfuck's going to start again. You know what I'm trying to say? So, like, this is the reason why I said, you know what, like, as scary as all this stuff is, just have fun. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? So I've put out a quick funny advert where I'm showing people where how my show is going to be, and I made my own like advert, like, the kind of stuff they will put on the radios, mm-hmm. and I'm just having fun of it. So absolutely. When it happens, I'm like, yeah, man, look what fun did. Do you mm-hmm. know what I'm trying to say? And that's that. But yeah, for a lot of people have told me that it's really hard.
I just need to know how joke it must have been in your household growing up, because when it comes to social media, you are joke,
yeah.
and then your brother as well, Giggs,
yeah.
is joke.
Yeah.
What was happening in that house to make you want
so? You know what it is? You got to have fun with life, because if you're not having fun with life, then what are you doing? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I
love being me, you get what I'm trying to say? So I watch a lot of foolishness. I watch Robot Chicken, I watch regular show, I watch all these mad cartoons and everything, and I laugh at them. So if I'm laughing at them, then I must be So I let that side of me come out and everything. I love that shit, because I was saying to someone, like, my stories are frigging bad on Instagram. So sick.
I
was saying to someone, like, you think I do my stories for the people? Nah, the people they're the bonus part of it.
I do my stories
so I could remember what I was saying in the beginning of the day to make me laugh.
That's it.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, because yeah, you're crazy if you laugh at your own jokes. I'm a nutcase.
If you are, then
I'm a nutcase. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's fine, isn't it? You know what I'm trying to say?
Honestly, I'm the only person laughing at my joke.
I bust joke to myself. I literally bust joke to myself
and I crease. And that's it. Because you see, like, all the social media and everything, bro, this is all for me, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? Like, all my Instagram and everything, I was so like, nah, I ain't gonna get on this. Geeks were saying, oh, get on it, get no, I'm not gonna. And I left it for a while because I don't really care for people's pictures most of the time, because at the end of the day, I know that I'm gonna have to start following people,
right?
You know what I'm trying to say?
If people want to see this, where can they see it? What's your Instagram?
Oh, Joe Grant SM1. Every single one of my social media and everything is Joe Grant SM1. That's
follow up,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But, he is very, very entertaining on there, man. But on that note, I'm afraid we do have to wrap it up,
we
man.
Do,
time
we
has
do.
Flown so, so yeah. quickly.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
to Aaron Unknown as well.
Big shout out to Aaron.
Big shout out to him as well.
Big shout out to all the man them. Free up all my boys in prison. While we're here, innit?
Free up everyone locked up. Bring back alive everyone, Dad.
Done off. Free up all the bros. We'll see you next week. Shout out Callum McSwiggan. Free up Callum McSwiggan.
Free
Callum
McSwiggan.
You get me? Free all the man them.
If you're on this team.
Them girl there wanna pee my team, cause they know that I'm next.
If you're on this team.
Them girl there wanna pee my team, cause they know that I'm next.
If you're on this team.
Them girl there wanna pee my team, cause they know that I'm next.
If you're on this team.
Them girl there wanna pee my team, cause they know that I'm next.
If you're on this team.
Pre my team, coming on my socials, getting so fast, gonna see my team. Pre my team, loving on my vocals, yeah, I'm so next, wanna be my team. Pre my team, can see that I shine bright like when sun hit diamond ring. Pre my team, Lebanese mogul, looking to the regal, read my team. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next, yeah, I'm on this team. Them girls there, they can see that I lead, cause I grab that mic and I run this team. Got two plats coming down hard on my floor, and I'm pretty like, can I stop this team? Cause they know I'm a star, and I glow in the dark, and I bar like Mars on a cosmic team. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next.
Hey blood, I just wanna come up, give you a number in it. Like you're trying to call me this and that in it, but you bust the mic in it, good.
Bad mind team, want dirt on my name, and all them dogs wanna cap my team. Bad mind team, ain't really got my back, and I had their back, cause I back my team. Bad mind team, she really wanna start, then I pull her to the side on a bad man team. Bad mind team, I ain't wasting my energy, I'll spray up the scene on a Baptist team. Them boy there wanna watch my team, but I ain't got time on a Rolex team. Them boy there wanna pre my team, sat like a hocus pocus team. Watch my face, I don't watch no face, but I watch my space on a focus team. Murder the game and I bust that case and I eat up the game on a locust team. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next. Them girl there wanna pre my team, cause they know that I'm next. Madness ting, will the DJ come true, pull up the tune on the jack this ting. Madness ting, one lord of the mics with a bag full of goods from the shops and ting. Madness ting, they don't wanna see me pop, but I'll bust in your face like a spot and ting. Sunday ting, for the rice and peas, but man can't eat from my pot and ting.